Next up, Gil Dragon.
Welcome to the Date Me Challenges. A new kind of challenge. Starting from auditions, characters will have to create a profile for themselves, talking about their interests, for what a prospective date might like about them. After this, contestants will have to sing a song. Not just any song, a song that they might sing in a karaoke bar or while they're in a band to get the attention of the person they would like to date. After this, if the date is successful and they want to be seen again, they will have to make up their own lines. I will supply lines for these characters based off of what the female or male person that they are dating through the show will say, and they will have to make their own lines to go along with the date. If that works for them, they go on to the next round, which is going on to write a poem about that person. Now, if all is successful, this poem will contain things about who they love, why they love, and what's great about them. After this, the fifth round will be for them serenading outside the window. Contestants will have to provide me with a setting, with information, background, talking about it, for which I will provide narration in the prospective date, sing a song, and hope that these contestants will win the heart of their date before they go on to the final round.
I hate myself for liking this show, but I adore this show. I just love this show so much.
This might
the
be
music
one of my
makes you feel groovy.
I think this is one of my favorites besides Russ's show. But
I was feeling all dirty. I don't know.
I also think that this is a little confusing.
What was confusing about it?
Wait, there was the one thing that just confused me.
It's the music that confused
me. Very particular thing. When he said that, like, you have to write your own lines, but then he was going to write the lines for the character?
That confused me a little bit.
I was confused about that.
I think he supplies you lines at first to, like, give you a gist of what your character is, and then you start writing your own for that challenge, maybe.
I wish I could tell you, but I know it sounds stupid, but that music had me so distracted.
See, this is...
I was really trying to focus on what he was saying.
That was my issue with Russ and Medides. That music hit you the way that Russ and Medides hit mine.
Yeah.
And me. I was in Spaceship Earth and Russ and...
I thought I was in Spaceship Horn for this one.
I thought I was in, like...
I was just going to say.
Yeah, I thought...
I was like, whoa. Where are the leopard sheets, you know?
Yeah, I was like ready to like have the sexy times.
I'm still ready to have
but
the sexy
times. But he didn't pimp out his girlfriend on this one, so that's probably
that good. Makes me sad. Part of his charm is that he's willing to throw his girlfriend into the slave human sex trade market in order to get on the show. And I like that. That's determination.
Yes.
I like how you have one round sort of connects to the other, but what happens if I'm so confused as to what happens if a couple breaks up or somebody gets an STD or something. I don't know. It's just like
the STD round.
It seems so focused on pairings. Is this like almost like a duetish style show?
I think that like one of the person everybody's trying to date is a plant like that works for guilt. I don't know. I don't know how the show works, but I like it.
I feel like it's personally the way I look at it is that it's The Bachelor.
But it seems like
just with
like,
cheesy 70s music.
But like Reed said, it's like there's two people that are. I feel like it's it's like a couple the whole time, and not like one female with a bunch of males. But I think that should be the way it's done.
I thought that's how it was done.
Maybe it is. Maybe I'm misinformed. I don't know, but I like it.
I was under the impression that it was like Val goes on a date. Like, you're given a challenge, like, oh, this date is the thing. Like, on The Bachelor, they just, like, go on a date with the different girls, and then he, like, decides which one he votes off. Which right. I think this is that, only instead of going on, like, multiple different dates, we all go on the same date, and it's just, like, how we make our date unique. And then Val chooses from there. That's what I thought.
I don't know. I don't care. I want more.
Okay.
You guys ready to listen to Spasmonica's first show?
Yes, sure. I am.
Flesh it out.
Hi, we'll flesh it out. Blah, 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 blah.
No, I said that's not we're not supposed to do.
Too late, I did it. Roll with it. Go on.
Fine, I'm rolling with it. So we're here with ideas for shows. Our first idea is have your character go through the sign-up process for a dating site. Audio lead.
Yeah, we want you to, like, act it out and have your character actively fill out this form and play with it, have fun with it.
Have fun!
Yeah, and the next idea is to have a drunken rant. Basically, proceed to give us a rant of a monologue about whatever your character would say while drunk, and decide what kind of drunk your character is, if your character is a happy drunk, or if your character is an angry drunk, or maybe he's a sad drunk.
Yeah, basically watch that Glee episode where they spend like 5 minutes talking about the different types of drunk people there are.
Yeah.
Right. Next up is your character gets to host a cooking show.
Make parodies of cooking shows, you know, how you have to mix stuff up and how you have to cake? How you have to bake, shut up. And how you have...
Caking is now a verb.
My train of thought derailed. You basically, yes, we want your character, however appropriate or inappropriate it may be on a cooking show and...
All you have to do is take a cup of flour, add it to the mix.
What?
Baking these treats is such a...
Spaz? Shut up. Once we have an even number of people on the show, we're going to pair you up. Shock and awe. We're going to give you a scenario in which your two characters meet up. For example, let's say you meet in the supermarket and you both want to get the very final box of Lucky Charms. And your characters are going to clash over it and to make us a scene based on that, as an example.
Yes. And then our final idea for a regular round is your character ranting, explaining, monologuing, whatever, about their religious views, whether they worship Rainbow Dash or why they didn't get claimed by the rapture.
Yeah, like, have your character explain to the listeners what their religious views are, or what their views about other religious people are, or on religion in general.
Yeah, but just remember that it's characters only, and don't get, like, rah, rah, rah at people for what their characters think.
Yeah. And we thought about a bonus thingy, immunities. That's a fun one.
Yeah.
Immunities are going to be basically therapist sessions in which we provide pre-recorded questions and you, as your chosen character, have to basically answer them and just go through a therapist session for the immunities.
Yes.
That's it for Flesh It Out.
Yeah. Flesh It Out on three. 1, 2, 3. Flesh It
Out! Flesh It Out!
This isn't going to work. We need to work on our synchronization.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was good.
What the hell did they say? I couldn't hear. My hearing aid wasn't on.
This is my other favorite show.
Whoa. I want to do a cooking show.
I want to go to the supermarket and take the Lucky Charms.
I want to be on a dating website.
I straight, but I like the way that one man talk, like his speech voice. I would like to be his friend and shit.
Bud. Hey, okay. Look. For my pot, I drink the sherry.
I love these themes. This show's done a 180 awesome. For me from last week. This
yeah.
Is awesome. I like that you guys did the blah, blah, blah at the beginning, too. It was funny.
Yeah, I'm just going to say this. Best show of the night.
Yes, it's been done. I agree. I don't really have much to say. This has done a 180 for me last week. I love this. I loved all your themes, and I really want to be on this show, so please do it.
Yeah, yes. No, this show's so cool. I mean, okay, can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
Can I be honest with y'all?
Yeah.
Like, you know, from the beginning, I really liked this show because I really like writing and I really like characters and I really like acting. And I thought that this was kind of a... What?
Please stop talking in that voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked this show since day one. I know Dylan and Reed are like, oh, complete 180, but I actually really liked this show since I first
I liked the show at first.
I
just
the show too.
I didn't like their pitch last week.
Yeah, their opening was a little sketch, but I just think this is such a cool concept. It's so unique. Nobody's done it. It's interesting. It's like a mix of like create it and act it
and write it.
And write it. Yes.
Newsline.
I really like that you're throwing, that you're not like, this week we're going to do relationships between your characters and this, and this right. week we're going to this. You're like, your character is going to go to the mall, or like, yeah. your character is going to like, be on a cooking show. Like, it's
very
just,
specific.
Exactly,
thoughts.
Which is exactly what we talked about when we were talking about Flynn's comedy show.
That is the key to a show like this, and that's what you guys have done.
And it's so great, and I love it. And I love both of you. Like, I just think you're both great people. I want to do it.
If this show put auditions up tomorrow, I would be the first one to audition.
Not if I was the first person to audition.
Oh, it's so good.
You young whippersnappers, shut the hell up.
I'm gonna be the first to audition.
No, we just gotta move on to bullshit.
I can't work with these people.
Disclaimer. Everything you hear on this show can and will be used against you.
You're gonna scare off everybody.
No, I'm not. Go on, tell them the name of the show.
This is bullshit.
It. And we're here today with themes for our special show. The first Yay. Theme we have, that's a doozy. You know, imagine this. You're on Lone Star, and you're supposed to submit a song for the finale, but you didn't. And because of that, Dylan Collins won the show. Now, we want you to send us excuses of why you didn't submit to Lone Star and explain to us just how bad you feel that because you failed to submit, Dylan Collins won first place. Oh, and in case that Dylan Collins is also on our show, we want him to submit not only an excuse why he didn't submit, but also how come he still won.
Really? He won Lone Star?
Yes, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, next up. Imagine this. You wake up completely hungover, no recollection of the night before, and you realize, frick on a stick with a brick, I submitted something to Dylan Collins' show. How do I get out of this? And from there, tell us, how do you get out of that?
Indeed. Now, we're all familiar with the new hit sensation, Date Me, but let's say, like, imagine that hypothetical situation. You failed to submit to the show. And, you know, considering what the show is about, Date Me, the fact that you failed to submit means that you have effectively stood up your date. Now, what we want you is to come up with an excuse for that date and tell both your date and Gildragon why you stood her or him up.
This better be a good excuse, moniker.
Wait, why me?
Anyway, moving on. Imagine this. You want to drop from a show. There's only one problem. Ambie Lee is the judge. And you just know she's gonna eat you alive. Unless you have a very good reason for not submitting to the show. And, honestly, you better tell her a very good reason.
Because if not, she will eat you alive. Ambie Lee is a voracious devourer of worlds. Anyway, imagine this. You submitted late to a star show. And Rochelle Euler, oh, she's raging like a rageaholic. She drank an entire bottle of booze. And oh my God, she wants your head on a pike. How do you get out of this situation? How do you pacify her? What sort of convoluted reason do you come up with in order to appease this raging beast?
What's a pike?
Oh, it's like this long stick. Anyway, by the way, the best part, this is the best part. You may have noticed a theme here about how you need to come up with excuses why you don't want to submit or why you failed to submit to specific shows with specific judges. Now, the best part is that for each relevant challenge, we're going to go to that specific judge or person and ask them to guest host with us on the show, so that they can personally address each and every one of your excuses. So if you failed to submit to a star show, Rochelle Euler is going to be there with us, guest judging, and oh my God, you had better have something to pacify her.
You better hope she's not drunk.
What if she is?
Then we're all screwed.
But in a good way.
What?
Moving on!
Oh hey, someone's calling me, this is professional. winter wrap-up. Shush! Okay. He can wait. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Have fun, guys. Yay. These are our themes. Yeah, we're super organized, as you can hear.
Yes, professionalism.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
This pitch had a little too much Dylan bashing for me.
It was like, bitch, don't cut.
Excuse me, it had way more me bashing. They said that I was drunk all the time and that I was like raging all the time.
I loved it.
Here's an excuse for why I won Lone Star. I was the better singer. Also, dropping Gil Dragon shows are impossible. I've tried. He'll PM and PM and PM.
Okay. Is that like PMS? Is that PM syndrome?
Pretty much. Gil or mess. Okay, I like the show idea, but this was a challenge to present themes, and all of your themes had to do with other shows. And while they were presented in a funny way, they were all essentially this exact same theme. I do like that you're gonna have other judges coming in and doing the guest judging. But it was all the same theme. And also, I really think. Well, okay, I was torn at the end when Spaz's phone started ringing because I thought they should have cut that out, but then. Moniker said something really funny about it. Like, he covered it. Like, he did something that made it really funny, so it worked out in the end. But I don't know. This one wasn't my favorite because I felt like it was the same theme over and over and again.
Yeah, I kind of agree. But it was funny.
But it would be like such a funny show. Like, I think people would really like this show. Although, I was angry.
She was raging like a rageaholic.
I was.
No, she was singing.
No, I
she
wasn't too angry.
Michelle apparently sings while she critiques, or while she listens to the pitches, so don't feel like everything you say to Rochelle has been heard tonight. So if you say anything negative, don't worry so much, she didn't hear it. She was singing to herself.
When people, like, speak, I was just, I do that.
She sings when people speak. And then she heard her own name and shut up so she could listen.
No, I didn't. I'm angry Very at wise them. To I'm put so the name angry the... at them. I'm so angry.
Okay.
She's your first contestant. She's not going to audition for your show because she's so angry at you. That's her first
I'm angry because you said that I drink a lot and I don't. I haven't drank since today. Like, no, since...
since 12.
No, she doesn't drink a lot.
Since May 14th. That was a long time ago.
Oh my god, you actually did these.
But you carry the alcohol in a hump on your back like a camel, so technically you're still drunk.
I have a giant bottle of Smirnoff in my room.
I thought you were going to say you have a giant.
Sorry, I lied. I drank the other night out of dinner. But it was
when
just
you
like.
Forget when you forget what you've done recently, that's a sign you need to stop.
No, it was one
Blackouts
drink.
Blackouts are not good.
It was one drink at dinner, you bitches. Bitches okay. And hoes.
So let's talk about.
I hate everybody.
We're each going to save our favorite show. And then all the other shows are up for elimination, and we're each going to cut one show from the competition.
Shit, we're roughing it,
Dang.
Roughing it tonight.
Yeah, so if there's a show you definitely do not want to see cut, guys, save it. So Reed, you can save the first show.
Oh, I want to save the other moniker and the
flesh it out.
Flesh it out. I
you
absolutely want to save
mine.
This.
What a
flesh it out.
Rage a hole.
Rochelle, you may save one show.
Can I go to you?
I will save last voice singing.
Okay.
So Melly can, is safe.
Can I save Russ?
Yes.
Russ.
Okay. That
Russ.
Is called acting up.
Yeah, I liked that one.
So I second that emotion around the world in a... I don't remember what that name of the show is, but that one about the stories. Date Me, You've Got Mail, Flynn's comedy show, which is name I also keep forgetting. Bullshit, Can You... Unite the World Men and Shuka Tournament are all up for elimination.
Unite the World Men.
Rochelle, would you like to make the first cut tonight?
Oh, so we're just skipping the middle. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
If you get cut, then you're safe.
Wait, oh, gotcha.
Wait, what?
If you don't get eliminated by one of us tonight, you're still...
Oh, okay, right.
Well, okay.
Anyone could be
cut. I don't want to go first because I don't think you guys are going to agree with my cut.
So you want to go last so we can't stop you.
Well, no, I mean, I can go now, but like...
I can go now! Do it.
Why do you have to make me sound like a man?
Because I think I'm going to... I don't know. You're acting like I'm not going to agree with your cut, so I'm already...
I want to cut Flynn's comedy show.
Okay. Flynn's comedy show, you were cut from, whatever my show is now called, Next Best Thing. But you should still do it if you want to do it. Don't let this stop you. Reed, do you want to make the cut, or do you want me
she
to make
She also has two other shows.
See, I think I was going to cut that show, so...
you were going to cut that one, too?
Yeah, I actually was going to cut
that. Oh, I feel so legitimized.
Well, no, it's not that I don't... I just think it's got logistical problems.
Agreeing with me does not make you legit, first of all. Agreeing with me makes you legit, and I don't agree with that choice. There's two shows I had underneath that I would cut before that.
Oh.
You go ahead, Dylan.
Well, it's like, I'm torn because I think that Bullshit...
Yeah,
didn't really follow the rules, but that's not the one that I like the least. There's two that I like less than that.
So I think I know which two.
I think I do also.
Like I said in the critique, I don't think that Can You Unite the World Men is going to work for me. So just because you guys can't ever get your judges together, so I'm cutting Can You Unite the World Men. So that one is cut. Plus, that one's already being cast, I think, anyway. There's already, like, a promo for it, so you don't need the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that cut. That was one of my cuts as well.
Yeah, I think the other one, unfortunately, I think was going to be... I don't know. I don't know if I was so impressed by the Shaka Zulu show.
Yeah, the
Shaka Zulu?
That's what I call it. The tournament. The Bright's tournament show. I think that if we had to go with the three weakest tonight, that would fall into it for me.
Okay, so Shaka Zulu, you are eliminated.
Those are mine as well.
So I second that emotion around the world in a whatever that is called. Date Me, You've Got Mail, and Bullshit are all still competing to be the next best.
I love that Date Me is still in this.